Losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get
surpass $76 as soon as the end of Tuesday for the first time since November 2014, which will likely lead to further gas price increases over the weeks ahead. More bodies are being recovered at the site of the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying that the death toll is now at 79 after 15 more victims were found. The mayor adding 61 people are still unaccounted for. The mayor adding more than 13 million pounds of concrete and debris have been removed. USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I hope the volume is okay on that. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. I've been doing Counselor's Chat for 10 years maybe, and I know I've not been very consistent. Partially, of course, the pandemic, which looks like we're fading out of that. And then just some personal things that have been going on in my life. One of which is my husband just had a new pacemaker put in. So I've been home being a nurse. So that is part of it. And then, you know, you all know me and my technical difficulties. Anyway, it seems like this is always... Something is always changing here, so, and I'm tentative. Always have been, and I'm suspecting I might always be a little tentative. Anyway, with that being said, I wanted to talk today about cognitive behavioral therapy or theory. I use a particular cognitive behavioral theory that's a little bit older, I'm going to say that. It is actually called rational emotive behavioral theory. And it is something that came about through Albert Ellis, who has since passed away about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe at this point. Maybe not quite that long. And he was based in New York, and I had the good fortune to be able to spend a day of workshops with him, and I learned quite a bit. So for those of you that don't know what cognitive behavioral therapy is, CBT, there's also DBT, which is a dialectic behavioral therapy, and I'll just touch on that a little bit. But CBT is based in our belief systems and what triggers them and how to change them. It's basically an ABC system. A, there is an activating event. B, a belief system is triggered. C, there's a consequence. D, that means there's a way that we dispute the belief system. And E means we actually have a new effect or a new way of feeling, new belief system. And one of the things, an activating event, I use this in my office all the time. I'm not sure what's going on with that noise is. Anyway, so let's say the guy in front of me didn't use his blinker. It triggers a belief system that says everybody should always use their blinker. And the consequence to that is I am angry, I have road rage, and I'm acting out. I'm chasing him down the road as a consequence. So that's a really good example, I think, pretty clear example. And we get to dispute that. And so disputing it means, is that logical that everybody should always use their blinker? Well, I could say it is logical, but is it realistic? Sometimes people forget to use their blinker. Maybe people don't realize their blinker isn't working. There are times I've forgotten to use my blinker. So my behavior, reaction, and belief are really way over the top. Okay, it's like a thermometer. It's reached over 100 degrees. It's ready to explode. And so I want to sort of bring the temperature down. So I need to now change that. Okay, so does it come from something I prefer? I'm disputing my belief. Well, it does. I'd prefer if everybody used it. Is it really as awful as it could be? Not really. No one died from it. I mean, maybe it was a little dangerous, but actually nothing bad happened. And I'm creating a bigger problem by having road rage. So what happens is, yes, I may be frustrated that the person in front of me doesn't use their blinker, but I don't have road rage. So you see, by disputing it, I lower the intensity of my response. How do we know when we have these belief systems kick in? Well, it's usually based on our emotion and our behavior. I'm overreacting. I have things like shoulds, this should always, this should never, must do it that way, that ought to happen, that ought to not happen. I can't stand it when, telling me I can't, I've got poor frustration tolerance. And generally speaking, these things don't kill us. Okay, so I'm overreacting. I can't stand it. I can't tolerate it. And then I rate people. That person's an idiot. People are stupid. Okay, so all of those things. These things have all their other consequences also, which are low self-esteem, anger, rage response, depression response, anxiety response. And one of the things that Albert Ellis had said is that we have three basic belief systems. They're sort of umbrella systems that play in our lives, and he considers them to be irrational. So the first one is everyone must be perfect, and it's not okay to make a mistake. So if I live my life based on that, I may have fear to take action, definitely have low self-esteem, my anxiety is off the charts, okay? And if I do make a mistake, I'm extremely hard on myself or hard on another person, and I'm very depressed. So those beliefs, those are the consequences to some of those beliefs. The next one is everyone must like me, love me, and approve of me. This is also an irrational belief. I say this to clients, do you like everyone? And oftentimes the response is, no, I don't. So how come you expect everyone to like you? Like, oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense. And see, this is the I can't stand it if somebody doesn't like me. Well, we can stand it. We can tolerate it. It's not awful, terrible. Another red flag is the always and never. You know, always and never. That's, if we have that in our thoughts and speech, that's usually an indication that we've got some belief systems that are out of whack. So there's just no way everybody's going to like me, love me, and approve of me. And if I think that that's really important, it does affect my self-esteem. I can be depressed. I can be fearful to take action. And then the third one that he talked about is life has to be easy, fair, and hold guarantees. And this is also irrational. Life is not fair. Sometimes life is fair. And sometimes we can say, well, that's not fair. We could see it's not fair. And then sometimes it just isn't. Hold guarantees. There are no guarantees. Even if you buy a refrigerator, brand new, there's no guarantee. They may have, you know, they may say is, you know, lifetime. I don't know what that means. All it means is if something goes wrong, we'll come and fix it or replace it. So that's not really a guarantee. And then, you know, life has to be easy. Life isn't easy. It just isn't easy. And I struggle with that one probably the most when it comes to things like paperwork and phone calls, especially phone calls and computer stuff and this stuff. Okay, this is where my high levels of frustration come in, because this should be easy. See, here's my should. It should be easy. You come in, you know, I can't stand it when I come in and someone has left the computer running in a particular way that I have to figure out how to redo everything. See, that's my belief system that kicks in and it affects me. So it ranks up my anxiety and I get frustrated. But that's one that I do struggle with. And things should be easy. And we're living in a time where things are not easy. They're super complicated. So DBT, I mentioned earlier, dialectic behavioral therapy, uses exactly those same principles. However, it is generally something that's used in group. so that there's group work involved, and then there's also additional tasks that are involved where the therapist may call you every day to just to check in on you. It's kind of like coaching, so that you're stay on track and stay on point in terms of recognizing what are the things that I'm doing that are affecting my life that are causing the depression, the anxiety, the low self-esteem, the anger, the fear to take action, those things. So it's a form of logic, actually. One of the downsides that they say about this particular cognitive behavioral therapy is that it does not address issues that are unhealed wounds from our childhood, and other emotional issues that may be in play that we may need to address, which is part of why as a therapist I am pretty eclectic in what I do. But I use a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy because I also find it to be one of the most efficient ways of helping people. With that being said, I also want to talk about how if you use cognitive behavioral therapy or if you use these principles, and we look at what is going on in our world today, you could see how these two things really don't match up. And I'm not exactly sure why therapists don't, a majority of therapists don't see it this way. And I have said before that I'm a Christian, and I've said before I'm conservative in many ways. And I think a lot of it is based in what I learned as a therapist and how I practice, how I use my practice, of what I have learned in therapy. So if I look at the belief system that says everything should be fair, well, we go to equity, which is a huge thing that's going on right now. We need equity. Everything needs to be equal and fair. But that's irrational. Things are not equal and fair. Otherwise, I would be, 135 pounds and, 5'6". I'm not. So that's, so there's that. Okay, equity. Everybody would have exactly the same house, exactly the same car, exactly the same job. That's equity, with exactly the same pay. We're working at that. But the reality is it's not, it doesn't work. It's actually not logical. It's not logical. Each one of us as a human being is an individual, and we each have different likes, different dislikes, different talents, different skills. And so those are the things that we have to use to make our society as a whole work. Because if everyone was an electrician, it wouldn't work out, right? That would be the best way to say everybody has to be everybody has to get paid the way an electrician gets paid. That doesn't work either, okay? So equity is a real mental health issue. The other one that I wanted to talk about is critical race theory. This is also not logical. It's not logical because we cannot base the color of the skin on how we think. So this also goes down the everything has to be fair. It's not fair. We're really stuck on this as a society. Things have to be fair. What we are doing as a consequence is we're causing anger. You see, that's the thing. If I have a belief system that says everything must be fair all the time, that everything must be equal all the time, equity, and we base it on the color of our skin, it's not logical. It's just not logical. I cannot wrap my head around any way it could possibly be logical. And so we're teaching things that are illogical to our children in school. The consequence is rage, low self-esteem, violence. See how that works? Okay, we're doing it on a broad basis. Everyone must like me, love me, and approve of me. Well, we are being told that you offend me in some way, and you are responsible for that. That it is your task to know how to not offend me. And I'm always offended. The reality is that we can't know that. And see, that one is, everyone has to like me, love me, and approve of me. And therefore, if you offend me, that's a huge faux pas. And the thing is that I'm actually making you responsible for how I feel. I am making you responsible for how I feel. Therefore, I am giving you the power over my life to the very core of my being. That's what that means. So you can only trigger something that is within me, and I may end up feeling offended. But the reality is that you cannot offend me. It's based in my belief system. So it is really something that is important. We have a way of communicating in our society that says that you make me, you made me so angry when you came home late and didn't call me. You really didn't make me angry. I have a belief system that says if you're going to be 15 minutes late or later, I would like a phone call. If I don't communicate that to you and you're half an hour late and you don't call me, you didn't make me angry. I have a belief system that says you should call me, there's my should, if you're going to be 15 minutes late or later. So there's that issue. It also backs up on being codependent. And if you're interested in codependence, I talk about it a lot. But that's not really what the topic is, but that is part of it. If I'm going to take care of your feelings, I'm being codependent. And the reality is nobody needs to take care of my feelings. I'm an adult, and I take care of my own feelings. And so it becomes a matter of maturity. You see, when we're children, everything has to be fair. We're told to play fair and not to hurt other people. And we're learning how to actually be in society. But when we grow up and we become mature, it's I take care of my own feelings. If I'm in a relationship with someone who's always hurting me, I have the ability to say something. Oh boy, let me see if I could get the light back on. There we go. I'm not sure why that happens. It's on a timer. It should be on a longer timer. Anyway, sorry about that. So the thing is when we're children, when we're immature, we have temper tantrums and, you know, so-and-so poked me or so-and-so took my toy and now I'm really angry and it's their fault that I'm angry. He made me, well, you know what, as we grow up and become adults, we have to take responsibility for ourselves. You don't make me. I have belief systems that get triggered all the time about how things should be in our society, and I do get angry. Because I have belief systems. Other people have other belief systems. So I will use this. I don't believe in abortion. Now, if I have a client that comes to me that wants to have an abortion and is struggling with that, I'm not going to say you can't have one. My job as a therapist is to help them come to the conclusion that works best for them, not what works best for me. It's never what works best for me. It's what works best for my client. So they may make a decision that I don't agree with, but that's okay. It is my job to help them process whatever that decision is and to help them look at all of the consequences as a result. So you have, okay, so here are the consequences. What do you think is going to happen? How do you think you're going to feel if you have the abortion? You know, and if you don't have, you know, like I had somebody just talk about getting tattoos. No, let's talk about it. You know, I'm not going to tell you not to get a tattoo. Let's talk about why you want a tattoo. What's the consequence of a tattoo? It was a great discussion. Still, it's not my choice to say you don't get a tattoo or get a tattoo. It's not my choice to say I think you should get a divorce or I think you should have an abortion or not have an abortion. Or I think you should be a Christian or not be a Christian. That's none of my business. My job as a therapist is to lay all the cards on the table and help you make the choice that's best and healthiest for you. So with that being said, it's not about seeing that everybody likes me, loves me, and approves of me. And that is the mature way to be. So as an immature adult, not everyone's going to like you, love you, and approve of you. Therefore, if you get triggered by something and you feel angry about something, and you may be justified in your anger based on your belief systems, it's okay. But the thing is, you know, going out and rioting or hitting someone or chasing somebody down the road is not mature behavior. So there's that aspect of it. So those are some of the things that I think, in general, with cognitive behavioral therapy, and there's a lot more that play in what's going on in our society. But I think everyone must like me, love me, and approve of me is huge, and everything has to be fair and equal is huge. It's huge. And we combine that with codependent behavior where we're enabling and rescuing, where we don't have good boundaries, we don't set good limits. We're so busy taking care of everyone else. It's not healthy. And so we're talking about issues that are in our society that are directly related to issues around different theories and different mental health practices and the consequences are broken relationships, low self-esteem, self-hatred, self-loathing, hatred of other people, tearing down of society, rage and violence. I can go on and on about it. In your personal life, look at what areas are causing the most distress. Stress. Distress. Uncomfortable stress. We have to have some healthy stress. Stress is not necessarily all bad. So what do I mean by that? Well, you know, there's some stress when you know the garbage man is coming and you haven't gotten the garbage out to the end of the street. So you got to hustle. Got to get it out there. That's stressful. Got to collect the garbage, get it out there. Okay, that's stressful. It's healthy stress. It's encouraging us to go and do something. But unhealthy stress is when we feel overwhelmed, overburdened, and kind of ready to break that proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. It's when we reach a point of burnout because we're so overwhelmed. When we don't know how to step back and take care of ourselves. And so a lot of times it is, let me look at some of my belief systems. So one of the things... 2 weeks ago, so I wasn't here 2 weeks ago because, no, maybe it was 3 weeks ago. I don't remember. 2 weeks ago, not last week, the week before. I literally took the week off, and one of the tasks I had was to get my kitchen clean. I really needed to do a thorough cleaning, you know, clean all my shelves, and then, I mean, you know, you pick up a glass and you see a dust ring. Like, it was time. Anyway, and that's something that I do, okay? That doesn't mean everybody has to do that. It's something that I do. And in the process, my husband also had a new pacemaker put in and all of that stuff. So it was pretty overwhelming week. And, you know, in the perfect world, I should get the whole kitchen done. I mean, it was a whole week, right? But I didn't. I still have two cabinets that I have to do and the pantry and sort of the broom closet and the floor and shelves with a lot of tchotchkes on them and cookbooks and things like that in the perfect world, right? So I could say, oh my, what is wrong with me that I couldn't finish it? Because I had a whole week, I should have gotten it done. I'm angry at myself, I'm depressed. Am I going to get it done? I'm anxious about getting it done. What if I don't get it done? The ifs kick in. I need to get it done. What's wrong with me? My gosh. Right? So you can see the anger, the disappointment, the rage, the creating low self-esteem by the negative words that I'm saying. Or, you know what? I have the rest of my life. I mean, I'm going to get it finished. I've got this weekend is coming up. I actually have some time maybe on Wednesday, tomorrow. I have a block of time where I've got clients that I do Zoom clients that I do most of them on Wednesday, and I probably can get another cabinet or get the two cabinets done, and then this weekend it's everything else. It works. It's good. I can tolerate. See, I can't stand it. I can't stand it if it doesn't all get done at once. There is a little piece of me that does say that, which is part of what causes my sometimes feeling overwhelmed. Because there is so much on my plate. There is a lot on my plate. And I have to remind myself that, you know what, it's okay. It gets done when it gets done. It doesn't have to be perfect. The yard doesn't have to be perfect. The kitchen doesn't have to be perfect. The paperwork doesn't have to be perfect. Everything doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't all have to happen right now. It's okay. Self-talk is a good thing. Listen to your self-talk. What is it saying? Are you having lots of shoulds? I should. This should happen. That should happen. I can't stand it. Listen. What are those voices? And those voices, that self-talk, that doesn't mean that you have a split personality. We all have self-talk. A lot of times we don't even listen. We don't even stop and really listen to what we're saying to ourselves and how negative it is. All of the shoulds, we're loaded with shoulds. And always, you know how many times always never gets us into arguments with our significant other or our children. You never clean up your room. You're always this. You never that. So those are absolutes. So it's never always. I mean, those words are important. But it could be, you know, oftentimes you don't. There's so many times I ask you to do something. And, you know, to your kid. You know, so often I ask you to take out the garbage and you don't do it. Not never. Chances are it isn't never. You never take the garbage out when I ask you to. Generally speaking, you may not take the garbage out when I ask you to, and I'm feeling really frustrated about it. Rather than screaming at my child. Because see, if I'm a mature adult, I'm not going to scream at my child. I regulate my emotions. See, this is sort of where we kind of go back to being, what does it look like to be mature, which is sort of in the codependent realm. Being mature means that I have good self-esteem. I know what I want versus what I need. I know what I need versus what I want. I have good boundaries and limits. I'm able to advocate for myself using I statements. And I'm also able to monitor my emotions and control my emotions so they don't fly off the handle. Because I can't stand it. I can't tolerate it. And I know for me there's times I do that. I'm much better than I used to be. But there's times, and it's usually, like I said, when things are much harder than I expect. And when sort of that everything needs to get done when I want it done thing kicks in. That's the perfect. Things have to be perfect when I want it. You hear that's how immature that is? Yeah, me. Yeah, I want it. I want it now. I want it done when I want it done. I want it done all now. I can't stand it because it's half done. It's never killed me. I'm still sitting here. I just get frustrated. And sometimes I get a little more than frustrated. My own emotions are not very mature. It's learning how to take that step back. Let me think. What did I just say? What did I just do? What are the belief systems that just kicked in? Let me take a deep breath. Let me notice that my shoulders are like this. Let me put my shoulders down. Let me loosen my jaw. Let me check in on my belief systems. It's okay. It's okay. This didn't get done. It's okay that didn't get done. You know, my husband's not cutting the lawn. I was going to cut the lawn on Sunday. I actually thought I was going to do it Saturday morning. So we're at the point where he's probably going to cut it on Sunday. As if it's not raining. It might be raining. It's okay. Then it waits. Oh, in the perfect world, our lawns are completely manicured beautifully. Not in my house. It's okay. It's learning how to accept. It's okay. It is what it is. Sometimes it is what it is and whatever. Okay. I do that with my mom a lot. She goes, I'm like, okay. We'll just leave it. No big deal. Just because I might want something, say I want it, doesn't mean I need it. I'll let it go. It's okay. Put my shoulders down. Take a deep breath. Check in with my thoughts. I'm stupid. I can't believe I couldn't get this done. Oh, you know what? Let me change those to positive things. Life happens. It's okay. I still have time to finish it. How important is it anyway? Is it really that important? You know, when I get the machine out and scrub the kitchen floor and put wax on it and make it all nice and shiny. And how important is that? In the full scheme of life, is it that important? Not really. That's something that I want. It's not something that I need. It'll happen when it happens. I don't need to be all stressed out. I could let it go. Put my shoulders down. And just take a deep breath. So, I started my show late. And I actually am going to end my show early because I do have a Zoom client today at noon. And I'm not going to be able to do that here. I need to get to my office, which is just up the street. If you're interested in what I do, you can find me on the web. My web page is altarolcounseling.com. So www.altarol, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, altarolcounselor.com. You can find some other videos there that I've done through Counselor's Chat. You can follow Counselor's Chat on Facebook. You can follow me also on Facebook under Ruth Altamura Role Counselor. In addition, I have here, it's a novel. You can go on the website, which is www.RuthAltamuraRoleAuthor.com. So Altamura is a long name. Ruth, y'all got that. Altamuraroll author, one word, .com. I am on Amazon and Kindle. You can also buy the book through the Dorrance Publishing Bookstore, which is on the website. So you can get it in ebook, you can get it in a soft cover. And it is a historical novel. This is a real castle in Dunster. This is Dunster Castle in Dunster, England. And so there's a lot of history, intrigue, romance. It is a great book for vacationing on the beach. Those kinds of things. Anyway, I would love for you to read it. And if you like it, please go rate it on Amazon. That would be fantastic. So I got two websites. One is for my practice, which is www.altarolcounselor.com. That's with two L's, O-R, counselor.com. And then my novel, Tangled Hearts, which is ruthaltamuraroleauthor.com. So you could see why I'm busy between the book and my husband and my kitchen and my practice and my mom and house. It's a lot. So I do what I can, and I have to let go of the rest, and I'm not going to do anything perfectly, and it is okay. It's okay. And that's the mindset. It's okay. Just do the best you can. And some days, your best is less than the best of yesterday. That's what you can do for the day. Keep in the day. Keep it simple. Don't forget to breathe. Check in on those negative statements, those things where you've got your shoulds, your oughts, you can't stand it. Everybody has to like me, love me, approve of me. This is too hard. Things should be fair. Everything has to be perfect. I need guarantees. Okay. Makes your life much easier. And actually makes your mental health much better. Builds your self-esteem. On that note, I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor, master's in counseling. I do counselor's chat when I can, apparently, to really provide education. And please tune in. Hopefully, I will be here next week, and I will be back with counselor's chat. And thank you for listening. And I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is issuing new guidance on masks in schools. The agency saying students who are vaccinated don't need to wear masks in school this fall unless they are riding the bus. The CDC recommends unvaccinated students and staff wear masks at all times and practice social distancing. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reacts to these new guidelines.
Here's the good news that came out of these updated recommendations. They emphasize the importance of in-person learning. They essentially gave schools and the teachers' unions no way out of getting back to full-time in-person in the fall. They acknowledge the mental and physical health detriments that children suffered because of the school closures.
United Airlines preparing for the winter travel season by adding flights in cities such as Denver, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Search and rescue teams at the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida are preparing for a third weekend of recovery work. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava saying time is of the essence.
This recovery is moving forward with great urgency.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is issuing new guidance on masks in schools. The agency is saying students who are vaccinated don't need to wear masks in school this fall unless they are riding the bus. The CDC recommends unvaccinated students and staff wear masks at all times and practice social distancing. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reacts to these new guidelines.
Here's the good news that came out of these updated recommendations. They emphasize the importance of in-person learning. They essentially gave schools and the teachers' unions no way out of getting back to full-time in-person in the fall. They acknowledge the mental and physical health detriments that children suffered because of the school closures.
United Airlines preparing for the winter travel season by adding flights in cities such as Denver, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Search and rescue teams at the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida are preparing for a third weekend of recovery work. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava saying time is of the essence.
This recovery is moving forward with great urgency as we work 24 hours a day on the pile to recover victims and bring closure to all of the families still waiting. We want to bring them news as quickly as we possibly can.
The mayor saying the death toll is now at 78. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss the uptick in ransomware attacks in the United States. The White House saying Biden underscored the need for Russia to take action to disrupt ransomware groups. Biden saying the United States will take any necessary action. The Dow closing the week on an up note, closing up 400 points on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Beyond Meat is rolling out a new version of its meatless chicken tenders.
Beyond Meat has announced it's launching a substitute chicken tenders at nationwide restaurants. The company said it's shifting focus to chicken after spending years working on its Beyond Burger products, which is just beef. It's been testing the chicken substitute, which is a mixture of fava beans and peas, with partners like Yum Brands, which is the parent company of KFC. They said they've been working on their plant-based chicken product for more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The era of space tourism is set to soar with highly symbolic flights by rivals Virgin Galactic and Blue Origin scheduled just days apart. Blue Origin, started by Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame, is set to blast off on July 20th. Meanwhile, Virgin Galactic, founded by flamboyant British billionaire Richard Branson, is planning for a July 11th space flight. Still, though, Branson insists it's not a race between him and Bezos.
I know that it's been painted as a race. Honestly, I don't think either of us see it that way. We're not really in direct competition.
Branson speaking with ABC's Good Morning America, he also tells them what he's expecting on his space flight.
I'm just expecting the most extraordinary trip of my lifetime.
More news can be found on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. The Frontlines of Freedom team salutes all fathers on this Father's Day weekend. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
Well, happy Father's Day to you too, Colonel. Yes, we're both in this dad boat together. But I'm holding my breath a bit this weekend because my oldest is taking his first glider flight. An opportunity provided by his Civil Air Patrol squadron. Me? I only do fixed wing with at least one engine, so I'll be relieved once he's back on terra firma. Blessings to all the fellow dads who are spending time with us this weekend. That's what Father's Day weekend is all about, getting to do that which we enjoy doing, even if it means doing nothing at all.
Thanks, Josh. And Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby is going to join us to share some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is the father of the most kids on the Frontlines of Freedom team. So you're the winner, Skip.
Well, you know, I earned it, Colonel. Are you talking about seven kids?
Yeah.
Seven kids. That's a lot of kids.
And you don't have that much gray hair.
Well, I joke with my wife, Sarah, all the time. I say, you know, someday you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to look at me and go, oh my gosh, it's an old man. And the truth is, people say, I don't look as old as I am, but I'm aging from the inside out.
Yes, it's nice to look good on the outside, but yes, you live on the inside. Okay, here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to suggest that the recognition and honor given to the D-Day soldiers was totally appropriate, but the soldiers of the more recent wars are worthy of that too. Colonel Alan West will discuss the absolutely unacceptable situation our military has been enduring for years, that of combat veterans being charged, tried, convicted, and jailed for murder because they killed the enemy in combat. Then we're going to meet Renee Nichelle and discuss her book about her combat veteran brother. The book is Always My Hero. Next, Nathaniel Philsides will share about his book, In the Hurricane. It's about how our nation won the Revolutionary War. I learned a bit from this book. And my favorite weatherman, Bill Steffen, will join us to discuss his father, a combat veteran.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it on Facebook. And now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel. We'll start with the news. Lead out, Josh.
Our Navy has released videos showing the close call the guided missile cruiser Chancellorsville had with a Russian warship in the Philippine Sea. And one appears to show shirtless Russian sailors sunbathing as the tense encounter played out. Navy officials say the Russian warship came within 50 to 100 feet of the Chancellorsville, putting the ship and her crew at risk. The 7th Fleet said in a statement, quote, "This unsafe action forced Chancellorsville to execute all engines back full and to maneuver to avoid collision, end quote. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson said in a statement, quote, the behavior by the captain of the Russian destroyer in the Philippine Sea was irresponsible and reckless. This unwise maneuver and previous actions by the Russians at sea and in the air do not match what the world expects from a responsible and trustworthy world power, end quote. The cruiser was on a steady course and speed while recovering a helicopter when the Russian destroyer maneuvered from behind and to the right, speeding up and coming dangerously close to sideswiping the ship. The close encounter with the Russian ship was the second the Navy had in 3 days with the Russian military. Earlier, a Navy P-8A Poseidon aircraft was flying in international airspace above the Mediterranean when it was intercepted by a Russian Su-35 three times. Navy officials said one of the passes was unsafe.
I don't think either of these